calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
After the game, leave your radio right here.
It's been about all the people in this country.
To start your day with news, weather, and traffic with Joe Thomas in the morning.
You don't have a voice.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHB.
Now warning lights are flashing down the quality control. Somebody threw a span and they threw him in the hole. There's rumors in the local bay and anger in the town. Somebody blew the whistle and the walls came down. There's a meeting in the boardroom, they're trying to trace the smell. There's a leaking in the washroom, there's a sneaking personnel. Somewhere in the corridor, someone was heard to sneeze. Goodness me, could this be industrial disease? And sleeping in his post, refusing to be pacified, it's him they blame the most. Watchdog or rabies, the foreman got a fillet. Everyone concerned about industrial disease. There's panic on the switchboard, tongues and knots. Some come out in sympathy, some come out in spots. Some blame the management, some the employees. Everybody knows it's an industrial disease.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and one of the great partnerships, public-private, if you want to call it that, or just, you know, good corporate citizenship of the partnerships AHIP has put together to help people not just save money, but be warmer and be more secure in their homes. And two local families are going to get new heating systems from Tiger Fuel Company through AHIP. And on the line with us, Corey and Taylor are here with us to chat about what went on and who got what and where. First and foremost, Corey Demchak of AHIP's programs. How are you doing this morning, Corey?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Taylor Sutton of Tiger Fuel is on line two. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Doing well.
Now, I hope you both recognize how their voices sound different, right? So you'll be able to identify them. But Corey, first and foremost, Corey, as the AHIP voice, talk about what these families received and you know, how they were vetted to find the need to be acute for them so that you guys stepped in with Tiger Fuel.
Sure. First, just a little bit about AHIP. We're the only local nonprofit that works year-round for individuals living in their homes. We're also one of the oldest in the state. We've been around since 1976, and our mission is to make sure that our neighbors in need are living in safe, affordable homes. We had two families that Tiger has served this week on the 24th. They did two installs. One was a family in the Locust Grove neighborhood of Charlottesville. This family had been living in this home for about 25 years. Their baseboard heat was really expensive to operate. They were using a wood stove insert in a fireplace and some space heaters, which is
wow,
inefficient and also expensive. Tiger stepped in. They installed a propane tank, a heater with a blower to circulate the heat around. They installed all the piping for the system and supplied the family with fuel.
Great.
The way we find our families is they call in, either self-referred or referred from another community agency, go through the
application process
and verifications that we need to do. And then, you know, we try to put a project together, and sometimes there's a funding gap, and our great partners like at Tiger Fuel help us out.
Hey, Taylor, talk about why it's important for Tiger Fuel to be involved in this way. I know you guys go out of your way to help so many nonprofits, like our friends at Ashton's Birthday Wish and so on, through, you know, your corporate partnerships and your memberships in these groups.
Well, being you know, the only local Charlottesville-based fuel provider, we want to support our community in all ways we can. And we've always made donations in a variety of ways, but it's usually just in form of a check or a fundraiser or something like that. So we wanted to do something that was more hands-on, using the actual skills that we have and what we do every day. So we got teamed up with AHIP a few years ago and came up with a plan for how much we were willing to give every year in the way of service work, either fuel donations or installations. There was a great need for that. So, you know, every year there seems to be a few more, and it feels a lot better to actually you know, meet the family and go do the work yourself rather than, you know, send it through an organization. Mm-hmm. And so we've gotten a lot of really positive feelings from our techs and our office staff for doing that. And we, just figured it was another way to give. And they do really important, great work.
Well, I know that, I always try to say, when you see corporate citizenship, reward it. So if you're looking for that, place to stop for coffee, the market would be a damn nice place for it to pay it forward. Corey, and again, it's one of those phrases that's going to wear out all the ink on it before the next couple of weeks are done. In times like these, though, I'm sure your phone is ringing off the hook with people. 3.3 million people filed for unemployment this past month. It's crazy. Time, tell us what's happening at AHIP right now.
Yeah, on a normal week when things are at their best, we get 5 to 10 new calls a week. So, with everybody kind of uncertain, with incomes being greatly restricted and limited due to people being encouraged to stay home, we're at the worst right now. So calls are going to be coming in. I'm sure we're going to see an uptick in contact.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to prioritize the calls, streamline the process to make it as easy as for people as we can. One thing that we're currently doing is prioritizing emergency repairs. We're trying to do our part to flatten the curve, keep our people out of the houses as much as we can, but there are emergencies that are happening. So if people are dealing with issues like they've lost their water supply due to maybe a well issue or a supply line issue, or if they have sewage or septic problems, dangerous electrical deficiencies, collapsed ceilings, fall hazards, those are going to get an immediate response for us. We don't want to leave people alone during this time, so we are still there to serve them during the kind of sheltering in place period that we're going through.
Absolutely. And, of course, people can help you out at AHIPVA.org. Corey, thank you so much for everything you do at AHIP. Taylor, thank you for, reminding us that, the vilified corporations and businesses that sometimes take hits really, really, truly don't deserve it. And I appreciate it. And you have a great weekend. I hope you both are keeping well and everyone in your world, especially, Taylor, you guys are out there delivering fuel oil and everything, and everyone is keeping well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
And coming up, we'll get with you. Bob Good for Congress is coming up. 434-964-1075. Joe Thomas in the morning. Also, Dr. Lillian Peek, Virginia's epidemiologist. Not necessarily the first thing you expect a radio person to be promoting, hey, we've got an epidemiologist coming up next. But these days,
Howdy, John.
And Tammy here with Ashcraft Termite and Pest.
To fill you in on some important facts regarding termites.
With an average of 23 colonies of termites per acre of land in central Virginia, no building is safe from termites.
In my 25 years in the industry, I have seen termites in every type of construction, from brick to block, from basement to crawl space and slab.
We at Ashcraft Termite and Pest use only the best products available, applied in the best effective manner possible to protect our homes and business.
The products we use will absolutely prevent termites without adversely affecting your family, pets, or the environment.
Since our termite inspections are free at Ashcraft Termite and Pest, what do you have to lose?
Except maybe the worry about not knowing.
If you only want the best, call Ashcraft Termite and Pest.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I am watching Comrade Bill, the biggest, most wasteful spender, de Blasio. And I am watching the biggest waste governor lecture. We need this. We don't have enough of that. We're only getting 3.8 billion dollars. This is a pittance. This is outrageous. First of all, go talk to your buddy Chucky Schumer. He would be the Senate minority leader where they passed that bill with a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in it itself. But if you look at the ventilators, they just announced this week another 4,000 ventilators were sent this week. And it's like every second of every day, this is all we get. De Blasio doom and gloom and lecturing the president pretty much every day.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Team coverage of local news first coming up next on WCHV.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org. Or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Today, partly cloudy with a couple of showers possible late this afternoon and into the evening, but not before temperatures top out in the mid to upper 70s.
Good morning. It is 54 degrees here at the Automated Office System studios at 7 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning, brought to you by Closure Title and Settlement Company.
There are now 460 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Virginia. 13 people have died. 65 people have been hospitalized.
The University of Virginia's Biocomplexity Institute has received a $10 million grant to plan for and respond to future epidemics and pandemics. Although the grant money was applied for a long time ago, it's certainly relevant today.